Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all coming to reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even got a flash up. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic, far from past it. Now close your eyes and imagine those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P, Pam, known as Already Blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting the best. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Wren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like to live it forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now is where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. It's blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Listen. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Yeah. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. Yeah. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Ray got the ladies going crazy on the open mic. Call midnight till that break of dawn is going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, wait with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, press 1. To return to the conference, press star. The recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic. And fantabulous served to the nth degree, bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west. It's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown. in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT, Super Fantastic Family. Today is Friday, July 10, 2020. Yours truly, Raven98 here, along with...
Good morning, TNT. And it's a fabulous, fabulous Friday morning. Except for, wait, I got to go back because I might get in trouble. Hold on, let me make sure I find out what this is. Okay. I got to give Tisha props. She said it's a faithful Friday. And I actually like that. She said that this morning. And there's a reason why. So I'm going to start off with this. Since she called it Faithful Friday, like, I was thinking about all the people who have contributed to TNT being what it has been and what it is today. I was thinking about all the mods. I was thinking about who had been a part of this from the beginning, all the government people who helped us, all the banking people who helped us, all the actually Iraqi citizens, Iraq government people we've been to, Kurdistan people that we've been through. I mean, throughout this whole process, who have helped us all along the way. And I was thinking about you guys, too. Everybody who's listening, asking questions, and growing from this. Because it wouldn't have been what it's been without everybody participating in there. And I actually had that thought yesterday when I was thinking about things and getting information. And she came out with Faithful Friday. She said to honor those like yourself who have been faithful to Dinar Land all these years. So either she's in my head or she's directing my head, whatever. But it came out at the same time. And so I'm going to say thank you to you guys. There's a lot of people who didn't make it all the way with us. Some because they passed away. And others because they just couldn't handle the pressure long-term. Because they were in the moment. They just weren't long-term. But regardless, I want to say thank you to all of them. So I'm going to start like that since Tish said it's Faithful Friday. I'm going to go with it. But it's a fabulous Friday, too. So here's the other thing before we get started with the information. We got some information this week. We got some information about what's going on next week, and I am eagerly waiting a call right this moment. So at some point, I told him the call is right in the middle of the call. And Ray said, how you going to do that? We're in the middle of the call. How you going to tell him the call is in the middle of the call? And, now, I'm being Ray now, so we switch this time. But he said, either they're going to wait or they're not. That's how I'm going to do it. Anybody don't want to wait in the middle of the call, hang up. Anybody want to hear the information? Well, just stay there. So that's what it's going to be. Don't be surprised if we say, y'all, just hold on, and we move to another line for a little bit. Because I think it's important enough information that I stop the call to get it. And ask the questions and things that I need to ask. But I'm just going to tell y'all, for once, Ray was on y'all's side. Anyway, and I was like, okay. All right, we ready, Ray?
Okay.
He always say I give y'all too much information anyway. But anyway, I want y'all to know what's going on. So here's the deal. Everything's good. It's quiet in Iraq. Nobody's rioting. Nobody's really upset. Quite kind of yesterday and today, just political noise, which really wasn't even noise because everybody's waiting for this to come down. What I can tell you, though, is nobody's getting paid, not anywhere in the world. The RV has not started. Nobody's exchanging currency, especially not in Canada. And, guys, we got global traders in Canada. Our committee guy, well, one of the two, is in Canada. We have TNT people in Canada. Nobody is exchanging. Canada is not exchanging at the banks. Don't believe that BS, and no other country either. Nobody's going to exchange before we are, when we're the ones who set the thing together. Nobody's going to be exchanging, getting $20 a dinar when Iraq is still broke. I mean, who does this even make sense to? Nobody. So that's not happening. You're going to benefit from it as soon as everyone else, or they're going to as soon as we do. Nobody's going in front of us and do anything. Now, here is the good news, and it's the only news we really care about. The dinar was supposed to go on Wednesday. We told you that. Monday was within 25 minutes. Wednesday was the information we were getting that it was going to go during our call, and it didn't happen. But it, they did, in fact, the green light to go. Okay. They do right now have a green light to go, is what we're being told. I'm being told from 1, 2, 3, at least 4 states, we're still waiting on Texas, that they've been notified this is a go, and this is the time frame when it's going to actually go. Now, I did talk to Texas, and they said they were supposed to be given an update or start time somewhere within the next 24 to 48 hours is what they were told yesterday. So that was a good thing because it was lining up with everybody else. Still is. I said they were supposed to be given updates and a start time in the next 24 to 48 hours. Could be over the weekend. No exchange locations are manned. None. The 800 numbers are still going to come out, regardless what the idiot, and I'm calling him an idiot now, is telling you people that there's no 800 numbers and that you should just walk into any bank and try and exchange all this currency. It's just the stupidest thing I ever heard. Anybody and everybody, all of us been here long enough to know, any bank cannot handle it, and most branches are limited to $50,000 or $100,000, some of them, period. So that doesn't make any sense. The fact that he will tell you over 10 million people have dinar and they're not going to try to do this in an orderly fashion, they're just going to tell all of them on the same day, just go to the bank. I mean, again, I got to say, come on, let's use some common sense. So the 800 numbers are coming out. There are NDAs. There are going to be the bank NDAs. We confirmed that again. Was that yesterday or Wednesday? I think it was Wednesday. So NDAs will be different by banks because they're going to use the bank NDAs now. Here's the good part. Part of what we're waiting for, too. Some people went in. They did not do their exchanges this week. What they did do was an exchange, I'm saying receive money. They did go in. They called people in who actually went in, did all their paperwork, gave their currency, got a rate, signed everything. They even went as far as to distribute their money in different types of accounts for them already. But they made it all pending transactions to be liquid or live sometime in the future. That sometime in the future
I may have told you guys on Wednesday, or I didn't. I wasn't specific. And I'm trying to decide whether to be specific. Because today we've heard it from four states. They've been notified a date and time when they should be prepared for you guys to walk through the door. I'm not saying that the date and time is going to go live, just to walk through the door. But it's here. So no one has exchanged for any cash money. They have exchanged for rates, dates. They do have dollar amounts pending. And some of them are over $200 million, $300 million, $400 million pending in their accounts. And they know sometime in the very near future, can't remember what I told you guys on Wednesday. I don't know how far out I gave you or I didn't give you. But it was right. I can tell you that. When I got it Wednesday, according to the information that's coming out right now, it was the correct information. We'll just have to see if it happens. So we were waiting for a couple more details to give you guys. That's what the phone call is all about. Transactions, amounts, limits. I will tell you that some people, in fact, did do exchanges for Zim. So I'm just going to give you that. They did do exchanges for Zim, which I'm absolutely shocked at. And I will tell you that our committee guy said if that does happen and the bank slips up and do that, that they can come back and get it. That's what he said. You know, and now I'm telling you that the bank did do it because the guy already completed his transaction. So I guess we'll see what happens. All right, Ray, let's do what we do.
Okay. First one on the board is Dwayne. Number one, my son is out of state in college. With his power of attorney, will I be able to handle this exchange?
I think with power of attorney, you can do most things, but I don't know why you would. Because I don't know any colleges that are having classes right now. And I don't know any reason why he wouldn't come home to do this. So, but legally, I guess anytime somebody gives you power of attorney, then you can. But what I would do if I was you is pick up the phone and call the bank today. So I wouldn't have to be guessing about it. What were you going to say, Ray?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Ray just made it simple. Yes. Because you have power of attorney. But just call the bank. That's it. All right. What's next?
Right. Number two, I'll save you the trouble. I went in and got a definition for this. What is FinCEN? Please explain if this impacts our taxation. So here's something you all can go online and read for yourselves. FinCEN, with emphasis on anti-terrorist efforts, is a potent financial regulator of which all participants in the financial services circle need to be aware. Now, more particularly, FinCEN Form 114 is what I think a lot of you all have been hearing people referencing. That is the report of foreign bank and financial accounts. It is used to report a financial interest in or signature authority over a foreign financial account. Must be received by the Department of Treasury on or before April the 15th of the year immediately following the calendar year being reported. If you need more than that, get with your professionals, your tax people, whatever. They can go into a little bit more detail. But hopefully that clears up some of the hoopla and dust circulating around FinCEN and FinCEN 114.
Okay, hold on a second. All
right.
Yeah, because the other FinCEN form you guys should be concerned about, and most of all, is if you go into the bank and you do a transaction over $10,000, they're going to make you fill out the pension form because they send it to the IRS and sometimes to the DOJ. It's a form they fill out. If they think you are doing something irregular, improper, or illegal with the currency or moving the currency. But they're required to fill it out over $10,000 because they're going to track that money. So these are the very reasons that they tell you, sure, you don't want $990? I mean, you know, $9,900? They under that $10,000? So we don't have to fill out these forms. We don't have to send them in. It's the reason why car dealerships don't want you paying in cash because they got to fill out these forms because somebody has to track this money, see where it came from. So a lot of people are concerned when they go over that 10,000 mark because that form comes out and now they have to, you know, fill it out, do a little extra work. But more importantly, I know a lot of you are concerned with your money, how much the government knows, don't know. As long as you're doing wires and stuff, it's no problem. But when you start talking about cash, that form is going to come out. Okay, what's next?
Sunstar says, if I was to give a tax-free gift to someone, can you give the same person more than one gift per year until it totals $15,000? Yes, basically. Number two, we have heard many things on finalization of the white paper in Iraq. Could you explain what is the significance of this white paper and has it been completed to everyone's satisfaction?
It has not been completed or submitted yet. Okay, and now they're actually talking about doing a second white paper. And it's merely nothing but a plan of action. This is what we need to do. This is where the money needs to go. This needs who needs to be in charge of it. This is the new groups we need to form, organizations. It's just a plan of action of what they're going to do in the future. That's all. None for us to be worried about.
Okay. We all know there is no guarantee that the dong or the Indonesian rupiah will revalue when the dinar does. But of these two currencies, which one do you feel most comfortable with coming out in the first basket when the dinar revalues?
Both of them, because they're both on the list.
Yep, both of them. Okay, RCS 2008 says, when you do your exchange, will you exchange everything at one bank to help you negotiate with the maximum leverage, then divide things up later among multiple banks and have them compete to drive maximum returns, or will you divide everything up among them at the outset? There's strength in numbers. That's my answer. United you stand, divided you fall.
Wait, I couldn't say nothing, guys. I already say, duh. Wait. Listen, really? I would exchange all mine at one location so I could get the highest rates available to decide how much I'm going to leave with that bank at the time. And then I would divide it up and put them against each other. And I've always said I would let them know they're against each other. So whoever has the best returns gives me the best deals. At the end of my contract with the money I left there, then I would move it all to that one location because he's doing the best job. That's what I would do.
The duh wasn't for the caller that left the question. That was just for me for answering. So I didn't want anybody to think that was not a dumb question. But because we have addressed it quite a few times too, so that was a good question for some people who had not entertained that idea yet. Continuing on with RCS 2008, how confident are you that the person doing our exchange at the bank will know about a contract rate?
That's their job.
They're doing the exchanges, guys. They know what the rates are. They put them in the computer. If they don't know what a contract rate is, tell them to put it in the computer, educate them, and get your money. If you don't feel comfortable, reschedule with someone else. But they shouldn't be doing the job if they don't know what a contract rate is. Now, for you guys who have a 10,000 note or a 5,000 note, and you're just going to a teller to do an exchange, they're not going to know what a contract rate is, and you're not going to get that contract rate anyway, if that's what you're doing. What's next?
Okay. And the last question from RCS, is it possible that we could witness a clueless, quote, deer in the headlights, end quote, look when we bring up a contract rate?
That sounds like the same question, yes. I mean,
okay,
anything is possible, guys, but you're not, listen, you're not going to bankers. I don't give a what Frank the dumbass said. That's not where you're going. You're going to an exchange location. There's going to be somebody who's trained to take this money in and offer you everything. So I'm telling you, which is a good time for me to tell you, guys who exchanged this week, who did their paperwork, they were offered unbelievable perks. They couldn't even believe it. They were offered the black cards, just like we've already said. And some of them, I'm telling you right now, were offered the contract rate, which would have gave them, I think we figured out, over 200 million more, right? Right? Over 200 million
yes.
more. And they turned it down because they didn't want to live with the conditions of the contract rate. So that is going to happen. And I want you guys to understand that. Everybody is not going to like the conditions for every bank. But he turned down over $200 million because he didn't like the conditions. Just so you know that. So, yeah.
Okay.
There may be some issues.
Okay.
Okay, wasn't it?
Vax Axix. That's a tongue twister name. Vax Axix says, my wife and I just found out that our U.S. passports have expired in the last couple of months. The passport office says that expedited service for passport renewal takes 3 months due to the coronavirus. Our understanding is that bank protocol requires two forms of picture ID for the currency exchange. Right now, we have only our driver's license for picture ID. Do you have any suggestions?
Take a picture and bring a friend with you. Say, this is me. No. Okay. Listen, guys, they are having issues, and I know, because my passport expired the same way. And they used to do a one-day passport in Frisco, but they're kind of backed up. So I know the experience. But this is what you do. You go to DMV, and you get a driver's license if you don't have one, but you also get a ID card because DMV will do that. So you will still have a ID card. They'll give you a temporary one, which is a piece of paper, and then they'll mail you one. In California, if you do that, your ID card and your driver's license look the same, except one has a driver's license number on it and the other one doesn't. But it's still two forms of ID, picture ID, if that's what you need. Okay, so that's what I suggest. And really, you might want to do that today. Okay, what's next?
But now, what requirement is it for two photo IDs? Was that for the contract rate? For the NDA? It wasn't for everything.
Okay.
I didn't
think
you had any strong requirements for two photo IDs.
Yeah, me either. As long as you have a picture ID and one other form ID, usually works at any bank I ever been to. But if it doesn't, that's how you solve the problem.
Or you can get a mugshot real quick, and you can use that.
All right, there you go.
Go down and ask for one. Don't do the things that would necessarily get you a mugshot, but just go down and just ask. All right, K-Man says, when we go to an exchange center and we're sitting in front of an exchanger, do we have to ask for an exchanger for a particular bank, or will the exchangers ask us which bank we would like to deposit our exchange funds?
I don't know, because I never got into that. So when you dial the 800 number, that's the time to ask the question. What bank are you referring me to? So they can ask, what bank do you want to go to make sure you go to one of their exchange locations or some locations, as I told you guys, have multiple banks right inside the same location. So I don't know how you choose which one you want to go to. So, good question to ask, though.
Okay. Lena says, if we go into exchange our currency and they want to send out our currency to be verified, other words, we lose visual contact with our currency, how are you going to handle this?
Okay. Guys, right now, that's some of the smaller banks' procedures. That's what they have to do, is send it up to their regional location to be verified. Then they ask, I'm going to give you the price of the day. Then they contact you and say, hey, this is the price. Do you want us to process it, or do you want us to send it back to you? That's their standard operating procedures. I don't know that that's how it's going to operate during this exchange process, because these people are specifically trained to do this. So they shouldn't have to send your money anywhere if you're going to an exchange appointment. If you're one of those that's just walking into a bank, that's exactly what might happen, and you're going to have to go by bank procedures. Nothing else to do. Because at your volume, that may be what they do if you just walk in the bank. But if you dial the 800 number and go into an exchange appointment, that person should be authorized to do it. So, again, guys, when we're doing the 800 number, they're just making the appointment. When you go in, you're going to see the exchanger. He is just simply counting your currency, signing all the documents, and he has someone there, actually supposed to be three people, to verify the information. Once you complete that, he's going to send you over to the wealth manager's desk, and he's going to negotiate the rates with you right there, all at one time. When you get through with your exchange, you should have money in your account, a card in your hand, and 90% wealth pending for the next day. Very simple. Don't overthink it. Don't overcomplicate it. Just go through the process, and I think it'll be easier than you think. Okay?
Okay. And since Lena said to both Tony and Ray, my simple answer, how would you handle that? It's not going to happen. I'll get up and go to another bank.
Whose answer is that?
That was my answer to the same question, as far as if they want to take your money and you lose visual contact with it and say it has to be sent off to be verified. You just go to the next bank. There's plenty of banks that will verify it on the spot. So you don't have to stay there and do it.
I tell you guys, I've already been to banks, and they ran it right through the Deliveroo machine. We looked on the computer screen. We looked for the seven things to make sure they were all there, and they exchanged my currency. And that was right at the teller there. It wasn't millions and millions, hundreds of billions. It was just a few notes to see what the process was. So they did that right there in the bank. All right, what's next?
Hot Rod 49 says, would it be reasonable to expect 5% from the bank if we left $2 million with them for a long time frame?
I don't know. Because 10%, if 10% is what they're being told to offer people with $100 million, I don't know how you can get 5% with $2 million. But nothing beats a failure but a try. So your guy may not know what I know. He may not know what you know. So I go in there and try and get the max I could get. That's all. Try it.
You know, I think there's some annuities out there that you could get 5% with $2 million.
You can get 7%.
Just saying.
But it's only for the first year. And you have to know that, too.
Okay. April says, was Dong Exchange in any of the transactions you mentioned today?
Yes.
Okay. Nineball says, have you remembered or found out what the seventh currency in the first basket is? No. And it seems like I remember the seventh currency was not anything significant. That's probably why we can't remember what it was. It was either going to be a very minimal change or a negative change. Both of those meant no money to me, so that's why I can't remember the seventh one. You want to add anything, Tony? Burbank Lou says, can Tony tell us how much people got for the Zim? Wonder why Lou didn't ask me.
So, Lou, it's we're waiting for right now and why I was going to get off the call because I wanted to get the current rates. I do know the total amount that he got and the currencies that he exchanged, and we were waiting to get the exact rates for each one. Now, he did have to sign the NDA, even though he didn't take the contract rates, because he was given the contract rates and the options, even though he would not do it. And actually, she didn't either, because they said they didn't like the terms. So, anyway, hopefully we'll get a call before we get off of here. But I'll tell you this. We will know today, and anybody who we don't get the information to, just ask Ray and open mic this evening. No, I'm just joking. That's right. All right, go ahead.
Omnivore says, I have a long list, over 100, of beneficiaries. Can I take their dinar in when I go and leave a list of names and their currency, allowing them to go in on their own and sign their own NDA? No. Everyone has to make their own appointments, their own arrangements.
Wait.
100
beneficiaries. That truly was funny, though. Hold on. Wait. She says she got 100 beneficiaries?
I have a long list, over 100 of beneficiaries on my list. Can I take their dinar in when I go and leave a list of names and their currency, allowing them to go in on their own and sign their own NDA?
So you want to
no.
negotiate for 100 people is what I'm hearing. Break
right.
down their amounts, go in there and negotiate for all of them, and then have them come in and sign. We not knowing, first of all, you got to remember your exchange or you're assigned to is based on your volume. So you can't take your volume and go exchange for everybody else and they have different volumes. That wouldn't work. Or they have different zip codes. That wouldn't work. Or the different currencies. So, no, there's no way
no.
to work. I'm just trying to figure out how you guys would even think that would work. Okay, let's go to the next.
SJJD says, we've seen this whole you have the green light before. So what makes this any different? People exchanged years ago and are still waiting, so I don't see what the excitement is.
Okay. Which I think somebody texted me that too. Have I ever had this before? So, yes, this is just the latest, greatest time that we've had it. The banks are almost all in sync, and I'm still waiting on Texas tomorrow to get in sync with everybody else. The information is there from other government sources that we look for. So that's good, because I always tell you guys that was critical, that I hear it from government agencies as well as the bank. The people in Iraq are, well, for the majority, believe that it's going to happen. Some of them don't think it's happening until September, so let me tell you that. And the timing is right. Just like it has been at other times. But both for the people of Iraq not to be demonstrating anything else, for our economy to be coming back at this time, and for agreements and announcements that are all being made this month. And the fact that a lot of people are already, again, saying this time that it's done, and they've been green-lighted. Now, you're right. It all happened before. It's an opportune time, and they missed their opportunity, and things blew up in their face. And right now, we're just hoping this time that everybody truly learned a lesson from last time, and this time that it will go through. That's all. I can't promise you 100% or not even 10% that it's going to happen. What I can tell you is everybody is preparing for it to happen next week. I can tell you that. Okay, what's next, Ray?
Miss DYI wants to know, would either you or I have turned down $200 million on a contract? Depending on the conditions, yes, I would. I don't say yes to any cotton picking thing, so I could turn down $200 million.
No, I wouldn't. So there you go. You're going to give me an extra $200 million today? I'm going to take it. I don't care what the conditions are. Now, I don't care, because even if it's long-term conditions, anything, I'm never going to spend all that money anyway. So give me the extra $200 million. I will spend it today. You can stretch that out any way you want to. You're paying me my interest weekly. I'm making interest on my interest, and I'm still doing my investments, and I'm only going to give you as much as I want to give you. So out of $400 million, I was only going to give you $200 million anyway, and now you're going to give me extra $200 million and make it $600 million, and I'm still only going to give you $200 million anyway, or $300 million now since we did it like that. So I get to walk away with an extra $100 million in my pocket today just so you could keep that for an extra 2, 3, 4 years or pay interest on it. I was never going to spend it anyway, because I know that's how I get the greatest dollar amount for the longest term, and I'm in this long term. So when I get there and they say, hey, this is what you got to do, I'll say, I'm willing to do that as long as you're willing to do this. But we're going to come to some agreement to get me an extra $200, $300 million. I guarantee you that. Okay, Ray. That's just
right.
Me.
Okay. We'll go to some live callers. First one is, oh, wait a minute. Let me say something here real quick for one of your friends, because they contacted you. They didn't contact me about it. But I'm going to just say it for that person, because I know a lot of the other folks don't think this, but I put a lot of emphasis on being fair and impartial. What?
No, go ahead. I knew that's what you were
going to say. I put a lot of emphasis on being fair and impartial, and regardless of what any of you think, I do not scroll up and down this list of callers selecting people to call. I go first in and first out. And we get the same people every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, because they get up and get on the call before you do, and they get in line. But and don't look all up and down the list trying to find people. Now, I have from time to time, I had a person that was in the list, somehow got disconnected, fell out, called back in, and then I went down and grabbed them because they were already number four in line, but something happened and they got bumped down to 15. I'll go down to 15 and grab them. But other than that, I start with who's at the top, and we go straight down, no respect of name, number, or person, regardless of what any of you may think. So, with that being said, 760, you are on.
They scared to talk now. Wait a minute.
628.
Oh. I'm sorry. My phone was unmuted.
Oh, there you are.
My phone was muted. I want to say good afternoon and good morning to both of you. And I appreciate you taking my call. I have questions. I try to wait and see if somebody can articulate my questions better, but I guess I better say something. I don't want to get kicked off the call. So I have two questions. I will have four, but I'm going to start with two. One of them is, and this is to both of y'all, with the allotted amount of time, do you suggest that we try to open multiple accounts for each of our currency or just do one and come back later and sort that out?
Okay, so what I got this week, now, and their situation may be different from yours, guys, and I'm just saying because they had time and they went in early and got it done. But they actually moved their money into trust accounts for them, IRAs. They did some mutual funds. So they actually divided their money all up for them. Their wealth manager did and put it in some put it in some investment options for them during that period right then. I don't know that they're going to be able to do that for all of us because they only have a limited amount of time while we're running through, and that's something we're probably going to do during our second appointment. So the only thing that I'm going to try and do is do what I was always told to do, and that is separate my dinar from everything else. That's it. And again, for tax purposes, because I don't know, and I've said that for the last 10 years, I've been told it's a non-taxable event. I know the bank is not taking out any taxes during your exchange. I just don't know what's going to happen on December 31st.
Okay. Okay, so the second question is, have you heard of the...
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Go ahead.
Wait, you know that Ray answer.
Let me go off on that first question. Because I am doing something a little different than before. I was going to do a separate account for the dinar, but now I'm definitely going to do a separate account for the ZIM if I get it exchanged. It will go into an account all by itself so that if there's any issues later, my other monies won't get frozen or stuck in that process if they try to reclaim that amount. It'll be there all by itself and lonesome. So just food for thought.
Okay. Thank you for that. Now, here's the second question, and don't laugh at me because I've been asked to ask this question. What about the gold $100 trillion coins? Have you guys heard about those?
It's a gold $100 trillion note. And yes, I have a few of them. that people have actually sent to me, but I think once they put that gold on it, it becomes a worthless note or a souvenir. Now, at one time, somebody did tell me it might be worth a little bit more, but I really just don't see that, because it's like, you know, real currency, once you affect it or look on it or anything else, it basically becomes worthless. So it's in the plastic. Actually, mine came, well, one or two of them came in a frame, in a glass already.
Okay.
Just ready to hang up on the wall. The other ones I have to put in a frame. So I'm not looking to get anything special out of them. God knows, I hope I'm wrong. I hope they're worth 10, 20 times the regular one, but I don't foresee that happening.
No, you're not wrong. You might as well hang yours on the wall. That's what mine is. I already hung my frame on the wall.
Okay. If I could squeeze another question in, it's about the gym and the project. How long, if the person was able to share with you, are the length of the presentations? Because some say they want the business outline. Some say they just want a line or two. But for them to make that some type of determination, they have to have something in mind.
And I don't know. I don't have the details of it. And that's what we were waiting for. Tell you guys the truth, they went, they did it, they were excited. This is how much I got, this is what's happening, and this is when it's supposed to be liquid. So we're waiting to get all the rest of the details right now. And I'm still waiting on that call so we can figure that out and give you the best information. But even if we don't have it today, I really want it for this call. We should have it by Monday, if we're still talking about it on Monday. And maybe we'll go through it then if we don't do it today.
Sounds great. Again, I appreciate you. My other question was answered. Thank you for taking my call, and let's do this so we can all get together and have a great time. Thank you all.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 865, area code, you are on.
Hi, Tony. Hi, Ray. Appreciate all the nuggets that you are sharing with us today. I've got a few observations and questions for you. First off, in your opening monologue, Tony, you had, I want to be sure, you were saying it was faithful, as in F-A-I-T-H-F-U-L, Friday?
Oh,
I was hearing faithful. F-A-T-E-F-U-L, and I got to thinking, you know, given that it's faithful and it's leading into what we hope it will be, this could also be a very fateful Friday as well in the good part of it. So, but you were saying faithful, right?
I would say exactly what Tish wrote to me, F-A-I-T-H.
Okay.
Faithful.
Fine enough. Okay, so just as a double check on that, but I thought this is one of those times when both of those adjectives would be very, very apropos. Secondly, Ray, I found your commentary in chat just before the advent of this call quite exhilarating, and I was curious whether or not you are actually even more excited than you were when you posted that.
Well, how do we know if you don't tell us what it was?
Because I'm not going to get into any sort of thing with Ray saying, you can't say that. You know, people can go back and look, you know, unless I have the okay to say it.
Tony, you already know what it was.
I do.
It was the same stuff that somebody sent you a week or two ago. Said, did Ray post this? And you called me about it, and I said, I'll post it like every, almost before every call.
Well, I just want to be sure whether or not you're even more excited than you were when you were thinking about that.
From the very first time that I posted it, yes.
All right. Okay.
Not today, but yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Tony, when you were talking about the individual who chose not to take that extra $200 million because of the conditions being put forth, Did they give you any inkling as to what made their decision easier to do, that the conditions that they didn't like? And if so,
no,
could you share?
That's probably what the conversation we were going to have, and I'm waiting for that call right now. That's why I said I was going to put you guys on hold. I want to find out the exact details of it, and I didn't. But I'm going to, even if over the weekend, to find out. Because if he didn't like it, I'm like, I can't think of not one thing in the world that they can tell me that's going to make me turn down $200 million. I can't think of
anybody. Oh, well, I can.
And what would that be, Ray?
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Gotcha. Smart. Okay. I was curious with respect to the manner in which we might be getting any notifications from the bankers. Are they telling you that they are calling the clients? Are they leaving messages, voicemail messages, or texts if the individual chooses not to or is unable to answer the phone? Or are they just ringing through as, you know, anonymous lines? Because a lot of folks at this day and age are not answering numbers if they don't recognize them. And I was curious to know what the banks are doing.
They haven't, but I've had people called by the bank already where they did, in fact, leave them a message and said, this is so-and-so, and you have some currency, and I'd like for you to give me a call back. So
okay.
I guess it's going to depend on who's making the phone call.
Okay. Good enough. Well, it sounds like we are definitely coming up to the finish line Friday perhaps, we hope, and 10 days from whenever this actually does occur, we know when it will be the TNT Super Fantastic Pay It Forward Project, and we appreciate that. And have yourself a great weekend. It sounds like it could well be one. We appreciate it.
All right,
it.
Thank you.
Thanks. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 954, area code.
Hey, good afternoon. Good morning, guys. My question has been answered, thank goodness. But I do have a request. If you could play the birthday song for our good friend M. Riles in California.
Play the birthday song for who?
M. Riles in California.
Okay. Is today his birthday? Her birthday?
Today's his birthday.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for the answering the question.
All right.
I wanna wish you a happy birthday. I wanna help you celebrate. I wanna wish you lots of presents. I wanna help you eat your cake. If you're bossy, bossy, bossy in the island way, you'll be jamming all night till the light of day. Your birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine. So have a no worries, don't you hesitate.
Okay, hope M. Riles is listening.
Okay, Ray.
Yes.
Wait, hold on a second. Hey, guys, somebody just actually emailed me, Peggy did, just so you know, she had a great idea, because I like to give credit to people. As a second form of ID, if you need it, and she's right, you can go to Costco or Sam's Club or anything like that, join $35, and they give you a picture ID card. Because it doesn't necessarily have to be a government ID, just a picture ID card if somebody says that. So that was a great idea. And you guys go do that today and already have it on hand. All right. Go ahead, Ray.
All right. 585, Erica, you are on.
Hey, Tony. Hey, Ray. How you guys doing?
Sure.
Super fantastic. How you doing?
I can't complain. I'm actually excited. All my questions are already answered, but I did want to share that something interesting happened with the currency exchange up here in South Florida. So I went to go purchase just a few more rupiah, And now they're offering, now mind you, I've been purchasing from them for the last 7-8 months. So now that they're offering for an extra $5, a buyback program that they're doing, where they're going to give you on top of the current rate a 3% increase, and they're going to waive their exchange fees. So basically, I think something is definitely going to happen, and it's happening soon, because now all of a sudden they're offering that extra incentive to come back and exchange with them again.
Okay.
But thank you.
But that 3%, that 3% is for you to come back and exchange now, not when it revalues.
No. That's what I asked because I wanted to be extremely specific. So basically, I buy the rupiah, and she says, now if there's any chance, I mean any change in pricing, no matter what it is, they're guaranteed for the next 6 months to give you a 3% increase on whatever that rate is, on top of the current rate. So I explained to her. I said, well, what if it somehow goes 1-to-1, you know, 1 rupiah to 1 US dollar, and she would say you would still get that 3% increase if it's within those 6 months.
All right. Who did you say that was again?
I even called. Yeah. CXI, the exchange, Currency Exchange International.
Oh, okay.
Right. Now, the only issue that I'm reluctant to do it is because I don't know if they can handle a $14 million payout or something like that. I don't think they can. I don't know how they'll be able to accommodate folk that are buying, $100 million a dump. But they're offering that with the rupiah and the dong, the 3% increase. And they're all out.
All right.
Do you know if they have two rates, a buy rate and a sell rate, or just a single rate?
I'm not for certain. I didn't ask about the two different rates.
We'll look into it. All right.
But they're, it's Currency Exchange International. Their initials are CXI.
My research team will look into it. Thank you very much.
230. That's all.
All right. 610, area code, you are on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray. Hey, good morning, Tony. It's G-Man MPA.
Greetings, sir.
G-Man, how you doing?
Doing super fantastic, Tony. And before I begin, Tony, thank you so much for that tweet that you sent out with Barbara Corcoran, the shark from Shark Tank, about Patrick Mahomes, the Kansas City Chiefs quarterback. Very, very pertinent information about being a target when you have a lot of money. And, Ray, you've always taught us to go to the exchange and then go home. And Barbara Corcoran specified that when she made her money, she took a year before she ever went back to invest because of all of the people that were coming to her asking for money. So I just wanted to say thank you very much for sending that out, and thank you for teaching what you have taught us all these years. I really appreciate that.
All right,
okay.
Man. Thank you. We appreciate it. All right.
Let me clarify, when I say exchange and go home, I don't mean stay gone for a year, though.
Yeah.
I just wanted the listeners, I wanted that articulation for the listeners. I wasn't saying go home and then just stay hidden for a year. It was just go home and get your head together and then start shopping around and seeing what's out there.
That's it. Well, thank you for that clarification. Very good. Very good. Well, ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperstation.com. superfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNT, super fantastic, and you'll be able to make your donations electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. And I'll close out with Vegas, 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 and rally, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good home-style North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite weekend.
All right, sir.
All right,
thank you, sir.
Really appreciate it. All right.
You're very welcome.
Listen, I sent that out not just about the money and not just, I mean, of course, we know you're going to be a target, and that's why you put your money in a trust. And let me tell you, this guy that just got paid, both of them, that's what they did. They both exchanged into trust while they were at the bank for very good reasons. They put their money in trust. But also, guys, be aware, again, as soon as this happens, you're not going to change, I don't think, as soon as it happens, because you're going to be scared more than anything. But everybody's going to look at you differently. A lot of people will look at you as the smartest person they ever met, because you made all this happen and you got all this money. Some of them are going to look at you as the luckiest person they ever met. And then some people are going to look at you as the greediest person they ever met. You're going to change, and they're going to look at you in all those ways, because they're going to look at you as a piggy bank. And that's what you got to be concerned with. And those people are going to be your brothers, sisters, uncle, cousins, best friends. Because they're going to know before anybody else that you just got all this money. Just by your lifestyle change, just by you've been talking about it for months and years, or just about you sharing the information with them, which we ask you not to do. But be aware, probably affect every relationship in your life once this happens. And I mean every relationship in your life will be affected by this. And you just have to know, and she told you, even down to $10,000. I just need $10,000. But if all your friends just need $10,000, then you just became a piggy bank. That's all. You're just a human piggy bank. Go to the bank and get some more, get some more. And at some point, it's going to concern you. So just be aware of it. That's all. I don't want everybody to be shocked, surprised. I want you to know when it happens, because it will. You've thought about it for months or years, and you know how to deal with it. That's the whole reason behind it. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Okay, quite a few folks are reporting back to me on what the caller shared, 585 caller regarding that CXI 3%. Nothing to get excited about, guys. They have two rates, a buy and sell, so you still need to be planning on negotiating and get the best deal wherever you can get it at exchange time, because all of you are going to be offered the buy rate. Whether it's the CXI or the bank, you're not going to be offered the sale rate, and that's what you want, or that's what you want to try to negotiate to get as close to as possible. So I wouldn't get excited about that 3% thing. It's up to you if you get excited about it. All right, next call is 762 area code. You're on. 762.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you all?
I'm fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. And yourself?
Great.
Oh, I said, I'm super fantastic. How are you?
I'm awesome. Thank you. I thank you all that you do. You have answered my question because I had the same crazy question as somebody else, but I'm glad that they asked. Therefore, I don't have to waste your time, but I thank you for all that you do, and just want you to know that I'm grateful.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, man. We appreciate it.
Thank you. And you all have a great weekend.
You too.
All right, you too.
828 area code. You are on.
Hey, good day, fellas. I really appreciate everything you guys do.
All right.
Okay.
Hey, I've got a exchange scenario for you. I know you said up to $50 million on the $8 for the dong. I'm thinking I've got 153 of the dong. Could I go in and just say, look, instead of giving me that rate on just 50, what do you say we do 6 on the whole entire amount? Is that feasible?
Anything. And if I was you, I'd say, why don't we do 8 on 50 and 6 on the rest? That's what I would say. Instead of 6 on all of it, I'm going to get my 8.
All right.
And then negotiate from there. But, hey, you know what I'm saying? Closed mouth don't get fed. And that's why you're there, to negotiate. And you know, ask the question. You never know how that guy is feeling that day. You never know how many exchanges he already did, how much he already gave away. You never know. You could say, if you give me 8 on this 50 and 6 on the rest, I'll leave 60% of it here with you. He might say deal, because everybody else was only leaving 30 or 40%. You going to double that? I only got to give you that $6 extra? I mean, negotiate. Try to get as much as you can, because this is a one-shot deal.
Okay, sounds good. One other thing. I'm going to go in. I've got I'm really interested in looking at their foreclosures that they're going to have, you know, different properties. And, I mean, I've already got a builder and a couple of real estate people. When I'm going in and I'm talking about business and what I'm going to do, you know, I'm going to be interested in their IPOs. My wife wants to start up a legal facility. Is that going to be enough? Do I need something just totally written out, typed out, or, you know, just giving them that generalization, will that be enough for them to say, hey, this guy is worth us giving them that contract rate?
And this guy didn't have time to read your business plan, your book, or anything else. This is about a conversation between me and you. What are you going to do? And can you convince me that you know what you're talking about? So, yeah, man, what I really would love to do, and this will help me and you, is let me see all your REOs, because I have a plan. And I'm going to buy, you know, 20% of them, 10% of them. So you're getting the money right back. I'm taking bad contracts off your book, so when you get inventoried or audited next time, we can do that. I'm making a good money and redepositing it into the bank. What's he going to say?
Sorry, what is REOs? What is REOs?
Those are his foreclosures, return to investments. All the foreclosures that the bank has on their list. And you can tell the bank, give me your list. I'm going to buy your properties from you, rehab them, and then put the money back in your bank.
There you go.
There you go.
All right, sounds like a plan. I really appreciate your thoughts.
All right.
Take it, all right.
Take care. 714 area code, you are on.
Yay, I made it.
You made it.
So late filing in. So I didn't think I would. So good morning, Tony, and good afternoon, Ray, on this faithful, fantastic, fabulous Friday.
All right.
Okay.
His first order of business is to have my multiple dong experiences. Wells Fargo is still not doing it, and they've had no updates to when they will be able to do the dong again. And the head teller, before I even asked her, I've got her trained now, she says, don't worry, I will call you, Robert, when something happens. So hopefully that will be the case. Hopefully she won't call, because it will already be done. It'll be a moot point. So since they were a no-go again, I went over to Exchange International once more, bought some more dong. While I was there, I queried the gentleman a bit about his experience about the supply of the dong. He said from late March until the middle of June, they were out. So I thought that was interesting, because during that time, Wells Fargo had it. And now since Exchange International has got it back in, Wells Fargo is not dealing with it. So it's kind of a strange situation, to say the least. But, and then also, I checked the B of A and TravelX, so still don't have it listed on their sites, on our foreign exchange. No dong. But evidently, of course, has been reported by multiple people that Chase has it. So I no longer have an account at Chase, so I can't follow up on that trade. Okay. So on the REO, REO stands for Real Estate Owned. That's what the acronym stands for. And Tony is correct in what he said. That's what the institution or the bank, it's inventory that they have and don't want to have, basically, because they don't know what to do with it normally. But Tony, if you're going to do REOs, you better get in there early, because probably a lot of other people can have the same idea.
Okay, here's the thing, which yeah. I absolutely love, guys, and this is what TNT is all about. You guys know I did real estate for years, so of course I know about REOs, know about their list, know how to make a good deal out of them. But guess what? It's kind of like when I was doing network marketing, I used to tell people things, and other guys would get mad at me and say, Tony, you're giving away too many secrets, or you're giving up too much information. And I used to say, I try and give it to everybody. But the sad part about it is I know out of 100 people, maybe 2 people will go do it. So I don't have any fear of giving it out, especially in network marketing. Or I want to help people, because I used to tell them all the time, I can create a star. I can make a star out of anybody, because I can bring you from that floor to this stage and make you a star, and you'll make a lot of money. This is the same thing, guys. I can tell everybody on this call about REOs, about real estate, about IPOs, everything else. Because even though it's the greatest opportunity you're probably ever going to run into, anything else, most of you just aren't going to do it. It's mind-boggling as to why you don't. I don't know, but I'm giving it to you. But here's the thing, especially with REOs, what you just said, there is no competition. Because every bank in every state, in every city, in every county has some REOs on their books that they want to get off. There's enough for all of us to go buy them, rebuild them, put them back on the books, make the bank look good, make us look good, have money flowing. There's enough for everybody to go do that. You just have to get up off your ass and go do it. You got the money. Go invest your money. That's all. So I don't have any fear of saying, and you say everybody's going to run and do it quick. There's not enough people to go do it or who will go do it, even though the opportunity is there for everyone to go do. Okay, go ahead.
Fair point, Tony. And if everybody puts lipstick on the pigs in their area, the world will be a much prettier place. So that.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
On the gold 100 T notes, the ones that I've looked at online, they're available. They're not real. You can tell if you look close by the serial numbers or other things that are not on the actual notes themselves. And I don't know about your ones you have, Tony, but the ones I've looked at, you can tell. I don't have any,
right.
But yeah. Is that your experience, Ray?
Okay. I'll look at that. And let me just tell you guys real quick, because people are texting me. As of today, Chase no longer has the dong again. They took it back off the computer screen. Is what I'm being told right now. Okay.
That's wonderful news. Wonderful news. And then I don't think it was mentioned, but Iraq is supposed to be in D.C. on the 13th and 14th.
Oh, I thought it was the 24th.
I know this was said on the last call, but I think it was Tish that put it on one of the Dinar sites today. It's the 13th and 14th that the delegation will be in D.C. So that's Monday, Tuesday.
Well, guess what? It was Tish that told me the 24th, too. So now what we going to do? Okay, thanks. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you, sir.
And I'm with Ray on the not signing the NDA necessarily, because I've had experience with NDAs and known people that have gotten their funds frozen. Homeland Security or some of the other agencies, they can freeze your account for 6 months. You can't move anything if you're even under suspicion of having an issue. So if the NDA is draconian at all, then they can keep the extra $200 million or more. Well, it should be more now that the Zoom is being exchanged, and go from there. But yeah, it's going to be
okay.
A carrying experience. All right. And
is that thank you very much.
And I think that's
call.
It. And
all right. Thank
everybody
you,
have a fantastic weekend.
All right. You too.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
352 area code. You're on. 352-474. Tony, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay. Then they can too. All right. 281. You're on.
Hello, Ray. Hello, Tony.
Hello.
How you guys doing?
Oh,
fantastic.
My God.
Yes, sir. If
you was going to skip one, this is the one to skip. But anyway. Go ahead.
Watch yourself. Let me put my glasses. Just
that
I'm
going to
ask all these questions.
Wait, you going to put your glasses on so you can hear better?
Yes.
Is that what you said?
I don't want to see what I'm going to ask you. All right, let's see now. My first question is, now what in the world could be in an NDA that going to make you pass up $200 million unless you want to swap out your spouses or something? Well, what's in the NDA?
Okay, but I don't think the NDA is what it was, because he signed the NDA. He said that. So about the condition, it's the conditions in the contract rate. Just what he had to do, he didn't agree with it, that's all. So not the NDA. Yes.
Okay.
For the contract rate. There's a contract.
Mm-hmm.
It comes
right,
with conditions.
Right.
So these are the things
right.
you have to do. That's what he was not agreeing with.
Okay. He signed it, but the condition is within the agreement, and the agreement is what he signed, right?
No, he did not sign the contract for the contract rate. He
okay,
did not.
I get you.
Because he didn't agree
right.
with the contract. He did sign
right.
the
okay.
NDA, though.
Okay. I get you. But my question still is, what could possibly be in that particular contract rate that make you not want to sign it? You see what I'm saying? I'm like you. The only reason I would not sign it is if I got to swap out some spouses or something. I'm not doing that. I'm keeping my spouse. You see?
If you got to swap out your spouse, is that what you said?
Yes, I said it. Yes, I did.
Look, for $200 million, I'm doing that. So now what?
You need to stop.
Oh.
Let me put my glasses on again. Hold on, I got another one.
Look.
Oh, my God. Okay. Now, on the green light, who's giving the bankers, because we know
it got to be the Treasury. That's where they get it from.
Okay,
they're saying they've been given the green light.
Okay.
But again, guys, not only the bank said that, but our committee guy said it was a go. So,
oh, okay. So that's what I was getting to, the committee guy. Okay, good. I need to write that down. Okay. Mm-hmm. I have a question for you and the king. Now, I recently had a cousin to pass away last year, and she had currency. She did not have, like, a power of attorney or whatever. She had six children, right? And they're grown. And they're trying to figure out how what would be the best way for them to go into the bank to exchange their currency, since that currency is going to be split between the six of them. And I know the king probably could answer that too.
Okay, we're going to let him answer. But I'm going to tell you my answer. First of all, is possession is 9/10 of the law. So you got to know that. Whoever's pocket it is, that's who owns it. She didn't leave no will, nothing else. Now, I know it's going to end up in a lawsuit if that, in fact, happens. But if I were them, personally, to keep it out of probate, everything else, if I have physical control of that, I divide it six ways and say, handle your own, because we're done. And everybody do their own thing. Now, Ray might advise you of something else, because you don't need receipts, guys. This is currency. And if she left it laying there, it's however they decide to do it. Now, any one of them can sue either one of them now that they all know about it and everything else, which they should. But if it was my family, which I'm pretty sure of, because I know my brothers and sister, it'd be divided four ways here. Go to the bank and do your own thing. But every family may not be like that.
Well,
okay,
I mean, they are all in agreement on it. Everybody's in agreement, but they're just trying to figure out who should go into the bank to cash it or exchange it, rather.
They should each go exchange their own. If they divide it six ways, everybody go exchange their own. Then they're responsible for their own.
Okay. I see what you're saying. Okay. Just divide it up between the six of them. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Mhm. Well, that makes sense. Okay. So, King, did you have a input?
No, that's pretty much it, too. Do they attend family reunions?
Yes.
they get together periodically throughout the year and hang out with each other?
We all do, yes.
Mhm. Oh, it's your family. Oh.
It's my family.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mhm. Well, that's the main route to take, like what Tony just said. But, you know, earlier you heard me say there's strength in numbers. So it might be that, hey, all six come together and say, let's put all this together as one, and we might can get better deals on it. Then you'll send one person in as if it's all theirs, and then they can get a better deal than six of you individually. They'll go in and get a deal, and then once they get the good deal, split it up six ways.
Okay, I was thinking along that line too, but I didn't know. So then should someone get power of attorney or something in order to do that, or they can just all agree verbally, and that person can take it in, and then
if they all agree, you go in like it's all yours, and and deal for whatever you can will and deal, and then whatever you get out of it, split it up with them six ways.
Okay.
And then
if you do that, yeah.
Okay.
Because now we're talking about taxes. I'm giving them out over $15,000. Is it 50% taxes? And now we just lost everything we just fought for? Or who's going to be responsible come tax day, gift letters? There's a lot of other ramifications when you do it that way, right?
I was just referencing getting a better deal at exchange time if they have a large enough volume. But if it's now you're putting the money to work and getting revenue off the money, then she knows how to work that deal. Now, the average person might not. So, yeah, for the average person, Yeah, you've got the taxation now, and how are you going to divide all that up, everybody being taxed? Remember, or it could still be all hers, and she could be giving each one of them, as long as it's no more than $15,000, she could gift it out. But she is going to more than likely get her family to each establish their own foundations, and she'll handle it that way, then the tax won't be an issue at all.
Yeah.
Okay, but and we're just discussing this now. You're in charge of it. You go on there, you get the higher rate. You left 60-70% for a 5-year period of time so you can get the higher rate. And then every quarter or whatever, you're getting the interest payment, and you're having to divide it up 6 ways between your family members, except for this quarter, I need twice as much because I got $6 million sitting over there, and I need to save my house or I need to buy a new car. So I need the advancement on my money. And that's
no
money over there. Oh.
No!
An agreement is an agreement.
Until it's not. Until it's not. I'm telling you. Okay, just things y'all got to think about. You know.
That's right. Those are things to think about. So the easiest way would be to split it up 6 ways and everybody go do their own thing.
That's right.
That would be the easiest way.
All right. Okay, well, thank you guys. I'll let someone else come in. Thank you. Have a good day. Bye.
All right.
All right, 707.
Good morning. Thank you, Ray, and thank you, Tony.
Hey, good morning.
Question. Hey, how do you anticipate sending out the rest of the information with regard to the information you're going to be giving us out? Is it going to be in the forum where everybody can get to it, or is it going to be a tweet, or what?
All right. Write this down. Everybody write this down.
Okay.
Hopefully this will be effective this time. I was going to say the last time, but now this will be the last time we'll say it. twitter.com/E_TNT_TEAM. Did you get it?
Yep.
Okay.
That's the same as we used to use that to get our notifications of the call.
Right. Well, we were using the 404.
Except that you don't.
So you can get it text wise, but now you need to get it Twitter wise. So that's number one. Make sure that you go there and follow us. www.tntsuperfantastic.com. That's the website address. We will post in Twitter, and we will post on that website.
Oh, okay.
Anyone can access the website. You don't need a pass or anything where we're going to post it. You just go to tntsuperfantastic.com, and more than likely we'll put a special link that says updates. You can click right on it, and it'll take you there, as well as what we're going to do on Twitter. That's how we're going to get the information out, to tell people to get on the call. We have more information to give you.
Yeah, that last one you gave, I have that on my computer where I can just click on it, and I've got it set up as a URL, I think.
Right.
So,
and number three is as a third backup, all of those who are members, we have your email address. We'll send you a direct email.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm not in the
tell
forum,
you to get on the
so
car.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. I really appreciate that.
And of course, when we give out the information, it'll be just like this call. It'll be recorded. It'll be available 24 hours a day for playback for anyone who missed it during the live session.
Excellent. You guys do such a great job.
Well, thank you, sir.
I can't explain how helpful you are. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. All right.
All right. Thank
Take
you,
care.
Sir. We appreciate it.
All right, sir. Let's wrap this one up.
Hey,
it's
man, you've been working overtime lately, you know.
Yeah, we started late, remember?
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, that's it. We started late.
All right, guys. It's a faithful Friday. Fabulous Friday. So, good news Friday definitely is. So, things are moving. Nothing stalled. All our banking people are saying that, you know, things are moving. They're getting excited. They're getting green lights. They're getting notifications. We did have people go and complete their paperwork this week. Told they'd be liquid next week. So let's look forward to that. Nothing's holding Iraq up, waiting to make an announcement. So with that, I'm going to tell you guys to do what I'm going to do. Enjoy the rest of your day, your weekend. Let's look forward to Monday, if not sooner. So other than that, do what you do. But that's what I'm going to do. All right, Ray.
Okay. I think we definitely wrapped up this week with a bang with the information we shared with you. So let's see what happens as we go into Monday. If anything pops out, we'll let you know over the weekend. Not that I'm anticipating it. But anyway, we'll talk to you again on Monday.
Yeah.
Keep believing.
Hold on.
Yes, sir.
We're trying to put out, if we get the updated information we were waiting for, I'll try and put it out in code, or Ray will. If not, we'll definitely have it by Monday. All right.
Okay.
Talk to you later.
All right. Take care, everyone.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
In the morning.
You don't remember anything else.
I believe.
Remember this.
Your storm is over. I believe. Your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe. You made it through it.
To stop conference recording, press 1. This session is no longer being recorded.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. Enjoy your weekend. We are out of here.